You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
I think I fucking see a moose. There's a little dark animal. I think I fucking see a moose.
I will do my best to fucking watch the levels.
It's recording now? We're doing it now? Yeah. Going now? No, you can't talk at all.
You don't fucking talk because
I'm going to talk to you like Tony.
Because you're a woman.
I brought my girlfriend to the... we're recording,
yeah,
eh?
Of course we are.
Oh, damn. I just...
I can't hear anything.
Started name dropping.
You don't hear anything?
Yeah, I'm muted.
So do we do it like this? Yeah, like, we with our ears down? This is weird.
Because if you put it on your head and they put a recording sound, there's like a split-second delay, so you hear me for real, then you hear me in the recording, and you get this weird echo, so I just...
It was crazy.
Muted the whole headsets.
Go plug yourself, episode IXVL.
It's 10. This is number 10. This is
episode X.
This is double digits,
I don't know why that's not registering.
Can you hear me?
It is.
Yeah, we can hear all of
Are you just going to keep doing that so you see your voice?
Yeah. You're on the smaller one. You're on the smaller one over there.
Yeah. Oh,
me, I'm two right here. Two, bam!
And because it's episode 10.
Of course it peaked red when you said bam, because it knows.
So, because it's episode 10, we're doing very special 10th anniversary episode.
Yeah! With two guests.
Two mic'd guests.
I think.
Yes.
We'll see. Time will tell.
Time will tell. If
everyone is fully mic'd.
There you go.
Chris Betts.
Morgan is figuring out the head cock drink.
Hey, the head cock drink, you guys.
Chris Betts, Jay Betts, and
it's me.
Morgan J. Spurlock.
Yep.
I didn't know his last name.
Hey, no, it's O'Shea.
Morgan O'Shea.
Come on, give me credit where credit is due.
Morgan O'Shea and Chris Betts on episode 10 of Go Plug Yourself.
They abandoned me.
It's a pretty big deal.
It is a pretty big deal.
Pretty huge deal.
We thought so highly of your Burritoville brother, Stephen Spinola, in episode 9, that we were like, let's double the Burritoville content.
And I wanted a podcast to show my mother.
Yay! Yes.
What? I said fuck already.
No, fuck.
I only brought anecdotes about fisting.
Well, then... We'll do episode 11 in a couple weeks with singers and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. An artist. Okay. It's funny, too, because everybody, like, go plug yourself, right? Everyone is like, I'm going to make a go plug yourself tag, and it's always going to be ass-ramming. Stevie was like, can you plug me into the socket and I could run your power? And I was like, wow, you went really clean with that. Like everyone's like, butt plug. Right away.
Oh, like when you're plugging.
Yeah, people play on plug and it's gonna be like butt plug and Stevie's just like, yeah, I'll go plug yourself in and
like plug yourself in and run your laptop. And I was like, wow, what?
I'm not that clever enough to get that. It's like plug yourself. Well, we got a show coming up.
Like, literal meaning.
Go plug yourself. I'm here to put seats in my venue. That is all. So you guys, the show.
There goes our audience member.
There he goes. Yeah. He's done. He's finished.
Blew
it. Your show is, I mean, other than the fucking, what do you guys do, comedy all the time. I mean, I've seen, without trying, I've seen Morgan like 3 or 4 times. Like, I wasn't even.
Without trying.
Without trying.
Yeah. If you never wanted to see
If you would have known. I'll stay back this time. Nah,
Morgan
guys.
O'Shea, the ubiquitous comic.
He's fucking everywhere.
Oh, my God. Good. Your bit, about the forcing people to rape you. I had my girlfriend in stitches.
What? I gotta do comedy later. What's this, Jeff?
I think you mean he rapes people with his asshole.
Yeah, he rapes people with his asshole. Yeah. It's like they're passed out and then he fucks them while
he's
they're passed out.
He's still the rapist, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing because I was tired of like women complaining about all these rape jokes that are insensitive. And I agree with that because you shouldn't make fun. You shouldn't make rape jokes in front of women because, like, every woman gets raped eventually. I don't know. That's a sad.
That's
on that one.
Sooner or later. So I read this article, and, you know, I thought it was a bit sexist because I only rape men.
Right.
Right.
Passed out.
Passed out.
With my asshole on their dick. It's complicated, and it's pretty much the most renowned rape joke in Montreal right now.
It definitely tops the rape joke. It's the one.
I've inspired young comics to go write rape jokes because of that.
I think that's
probably have as well.
Yeah, that one dude. that Alon or whatever.
Oh, Alon Asimov?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, you really inspired me to do rape jokes. I'm like, buddy, don't go down. You don't want to be like me. You want to be likable on stage.
You need to do like a fucking like Burritoville, like late. Like instead of like a Yo Mama competition, just rape joke competition.
Rape joke
be like,
competition.
It's going to start at 11 o'clock and all the comics are bringing their best rape.
Yeah,
because
Burritoville, I think, will really enjoy lending their name
exactly.
to rape
whatever.
Joke competition.
And we'll make Stevie host it as well. Yeah. The real show will end at 11:30 and then around midnight.
He'll think the closer's a comic, but the closer's we all just gang rape on stage.
Here's the ultimate joke. Yeah. A real gang rape for your pleasure.
Yeah, it's not a rape joke competition. It's a rape competition.
Oh, you misread the poster.
I'm sorry you assumed otherwise.
There's judges with fucking like scores and whatever else like that. You're like, you look like you're having too much fun. You should have more intensity in your face. Make it look like you need to be doing it. Like
Stevie's enjoying it. Switch victims.
Yeah. Exactly. I'd like to see a face on you that looks like you're fulfilling a deep, dark urge. Not as though you're actually doing it for any sexual fulfillment, but there's a part of you that needs to rape.
Wow.
That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, definitely. There's a compulsion there. You've been watching a lot of Dexter, haven't you? You're like a dark person.
I think I missed that season.
I bailed. Dexter's like, killing people is for chumps. Rape time.
I'm going to rape all the rapists out there.
I just put the shades on. Rape time.
No need for like fucking gloves or anything. Don't need to keep the
it
environment
still has that,
sterile.
Like, the little introduction, like the ding, 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 ding. Like a music,
instead of slapping the mosquito, he just puts it under the cup.
Time.
Lisi always makes you grapefruit juice
for your grandma.
Yeah, this is the one.
Doing this podcast for a little while, I hit episode 10. Dexter's a rapist now. So go, Walter.
What's that?
Go. You're the journalist in the group. I'm just the guy with a rape fixation.
It's been on the whole time.
Oh, we're going to use that.
In late 2010. our gathered guests here met and formed what would be known by later generations as...
Fucking say something, dude.
The roving comics.
Shut up and laugh.
Shut up.
Yes.
Well, that was 2011.
Yeah.
You're giving us slightly more credit than we're seeing.
No, I thought you told me it was a post 2020. It was the New Year.
The first show.
Because
Chris
was telling me, but I thought it was
right?
Earlier than that. I thought it was 2011.
No.
January? No, it was November. Late November.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because it was after Halloween. I remember that now. Yeah. But it was it's new.
Good thing I didn't write that article yet.
Right?
You're right?
There we go. I did tell you that I do not know that information. You called me up and you were like, oh, what are you doing tonight? I was like, I don't know. What day is it?
Yeah. Literally, I said, like, what day of the week was it? No. I think it's like, I was asking you like a weekend-y kind of question, and you didn't know if it was a weekday or like a weekend.
Yeah, it's because I don't know what day it is. It's not important in my ritual.
But I like how you're like, I don't have that information on hand. Like, while you're on your mattress on the floor, nothing around you. I'm sorry, I don't have that information on hand. Check my documents and get back to you.
Stray cats that walk in and out of my house.
Well, the red one is here today, and he usually only comes by on Wednesdays. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw the schedule. Black one yesterday, which would make it two Tuesdays. Like, doing fucking cat math logic on your... Cat calendar?
Cat math, that's an app.
But with Stevie involved,
yeah.
are either of you sort of surprised that it's lasted as long as it has?
Yeah. Well, no, we're not. We're like, because we pay for the venue, so it's not a surprise that, like, how long it's lasted. It'll last as long as we pay.
Right.
Just a surprise how many people keep coming.
No, I don't know. I think Burritoville is cool because it's because no one knows what's going on. Because we just rotate hosts. So, like, when I host, it's just a comedy show. And when Morgan hosts, it's a slightly more aggressive comedy show. And when Stevie hosts, no one knows what the fuck's going to happen. It's magical.
He could be like,
I hope you all have AIDS retarded babies. And maybe he's going to be like, you've all been a wonderful crowd. Thank you very much. You never know which way he's going to go.
I'm going to get it. Mic a little closer, Betts.
Oh, you bet.
You're a little low.
No, I think it's fine.
I'm fucking watching the goddamn levels.
I got a lot of bass.
I think it's fine.
It's all right. Maybe you have a good,
like Barry White.
A nice voice.
Put my bass voice.
Soothing voice.
Like Pigpen. That's a Pharoah Monch reference, everybody. Pharoah Monch. Shout out.
To my homie. I went to like Peanuts and Charles Schultz, like Pigpen. I was like, what? And I was
like, the beloved characters from that 1930s comic. He was a dirty motherfucker.
He was.
But he meant well. But in response to your question.
Which was? No.
That's it, but if you don't, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if I fully understand the setup at Burritoville. But you don't make any money so much as you just spend it.
Well, we pay like a fee for the room.
And if you bring enough people, you don't pay.
Yeah, if they spend a certain amount at the bar, it's not even like if they're physically there, they have to spend enough money on
which is reasonable. Like you bring like 100 people who are like, I would like water.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes for a great comedy show as well. That's a real win-win exactly. For us and the bar.
That doesn't happen when I'm hosting. I just yell, "Yo! Yeah. No water!" This is an aggressive comedy show.
Totally. I'd get behind that.
I mean, we pass a hat kind of thing, and we just say, "Hey, like we do pay what you can."
Yeah.
Because we pay for the room, it'd be nice, you know. And the idea of doing a free show seems like a mistake. just because so much work went into it. Like, we all put hours of work into whatever jokes that we say all the time.
Yeah.
And so for us to just go up and be like, this was just, like, for fun. It's like, it's not for fun. We work really fucking hard.
Yeah, of course.
So
it's like a free app.
And the only thing that commits value is money, everybody, not anything else.
Exactly. Well, if they brought us, like, chocolates or flowers.
If they brought gifts, you know what? I'd accept gifts.
Gifts is better than chocolates and flowers because I don't like either of those things.
And I can't eat flowers.
If a whole crowd got together and bought us an Xbox, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Then there'd be, like, crazy infighting. And they were like, who gets to bring the Xbox home?
All right, timeshare.
We're
going to timeshare.
Over.
I'm halfway through Arkham Asylum.
A couple weeks ago, though, there was, like, this like couple in the audience that came there to see like one of the comics that were there from church. They met this comic at church and they were there.
Don't
and we were passing around the basket and they just fucking moved the basket beside them like they've never been to church before. And I was so offended.
Did you call them out?
How a collection basket
exactly.
Works.
Like, and they're like,
you just sort of like, you do that at church too?
I guess it didn't help that we did
it's
all
like,
these
no, but we go to church to worship our God. We're here watching you make dick jokes.
Rape jokes? I don't succumb
sorry.
To dick jokes. I'm above that.
To be fair, though, your rape joke does have a lot of dick in it.
Because I have a lot of dick.
That's the whole point of your rape joke.
I heard.
Does that come from your process, Morgan?
What?
Like, you're just sort of like, I gotta write some new material.
Now who's a pretentious journalist?
My dick.
Boom.
Does
my
that
dick.
Come from
my
your
dick.
Process?
You're just like staring at your dick, and you're like, there's my start point.
Actually, I just write about whatever happens to me, so I just happened to be raping a passed out guy in the woods one time.
And his notebook with him. And like, a flashlight, you know? He's like, I'm not doing anything else while I rape this guy. I might as well write this joke.
You're like, is there a bit here? It's like, I like to try and get in touch with reality and stuff, and people's, and you know, I think a lot of people are raping people.
I'd do anything for my art. What can
well,
I
you
say?
Heard Walter, or no, that was Maureen. Every girl gets raped.
Every girl gets raped.
Don't attribute that
sooner
to
sooner or later.
Yeah, so I think that was Walter. I think that was Walter. He
like
gave
Walter
me my
that.
Facts
Walter
before. He checked my facts before he came
Walter
on
did
to
the
this.
Pre-interview.
I couldn't believe he handed us a fact sheet before we got here. Yeah. All those rape statistics. I'm really weird to greet all you guys that way.
Yeah, are we here to talk about Burritoville or the real issues?
You're talking about collection baskets. Just a half hour ago, I think it was. church collection baskets. Heard a thing on the radio today. In Sweden, it's like in Stockholm is almost like a cashless society. Like people electronically pay for everything there.
Oh, really?
Including in church, apparently you can make like electronic contributions to the goddamn collection basket.
Way to get with the times, Sweden.
Awesome. I'd be even, especially if there's no bank fees. Like, the bank fees are going to kill you.
Yeah. That changes everything.
No, because it's sort of like, I will give $5 to this. $5 plus a $1.50.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, oh,
what if the church has a service fee?
They don't have bank
exactly.
fees there?
Of course
there?
They do.
And they naturally would.
Of course they do.
They have no bank fee. Bank. Never mind. Bank fees.
podcast flubs.
Will not be edited out either, of course. No, but yeah, that's it. If there's no service charges, I could get behind. Like, they have fucking electronic wallets. They invented them like 10 years ago, whatever. When they got the little, the chips.
Okay.
When they got the chips, apparently, if you have an electronic wallet, you could just fucking like wave your debit card.
That's terrifying.
Over my wallet, and then like give me cash or whatever. Which I was like, fucking prostitution should be all over that, because who wants to walk around with like a couple hundred dollars in their wallet, but then they just be like, bing, and like.
Yeah, I definitely trust just scanning my card with a prostitute and a pimp, and probably some gigantic dude with a gun.
But it'd be your.
Yeah, I'm sure if they like.
It'd be very discreet. Yeah. I don't think you understand.
It would be like
very discreet.
Like
feel who's swiping it?
Online, with fucking money transfers. You put the amount of money. They can't get more than that money.
Nah. Oh, okay. I guess you're very trustworthy.
I thought you meant just in, like, tapping your card and the money comes out.
Oh, no.
Because that's scary.
I only ever carry cash. I hate when someone brings out their, like, debit card. Like, just imagine you're waiting for a prostitute and the guy in front of you is like, oh, well, geez, this card's not
working. No,
Putting
it worked in the debit earlier.
You have a plastic bag.
Wrap around.
Take the used condom, wrap it around the bag.
Can we hurry this up here? I'm in a rush.
I was. Maybe if the fucking peanut gallery could be a little quieter over there.
Hey. Is that us?
Hey. Seriously.
Is that us?
You guys, no, that's
hey.
Fine. What? I'm going to keep it down.
Come on.
If the mic has to be this close to my mouth, I feel like they could probably talk with a fucking volume.
You just don't like the idea of it.
That's what always blew my mind.
I don't like it when women speak either. That's it's one of my core values.
I don't think we've yet to have a lady guest on Go Plug Yourself. Eh?
Good.
Yeah, we did. We did. You weren't there.
Yeah,
because you were like,
you
lady guest.
No, I will not show up. This is not journalism.
Take my name off this one.
Yeah. No, we had,
I will not be checking rape facts.
I'm the guy that's pounding the desk. I'm the guy that's pounding the desk in the part of our heritage commercial.
Yeah, we had Leah Rondot / Rondo.
Leah Rondo's awesome.
Yeah,
she's so awesome.
She got really serious. And, like, it was kind of, it hurt, like.
But
like,
she also has that character, too. Like, she's so funny.
I've known her for, like, maybe almost a decade now. Like, so I've known her off and on.
Okay.
So I was, like, I wasn't, like, shocked at her demeanor or anything.
Yeah.
But I was, like, we're trying to keep it all light and, like, keep bringing it back and stuff like that. And she's, like, no, people should pay the talent. They need to pay
the talent. Oh, well,
that's fair. And I was, like,
exactly.
And I was, like,
exactly.
You have a valid
never mind.
Point.
Go, Leia. Yeah. We love you. Wherever you are,
they should
pay the talent.
It is something we're really lucky. There are so many fucking funny girls in the city.
Yeah, it's the best. It's so amazing. Seriously, like.
There's a lot of them.
I'm compared to, like, other cities.
Because then the girls that I don't name will stab me.
Yeah,
but
there's
a lot of them.
But they know who they are.
Yo, get the beeping machine ready.
Yeah.
These funny ladies. Beep, beep.
Everyone.
We don't pay compliments on this podcast.
Goddamn right.
It could be the whole Carly Simon type thing, right? Where it's like, you make it really vague and then everybody thinks it's about them.
Yeah.
That you probably think the song is about you. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. Carly
ladies
Simon.
Are really narcissistic.
Yeah, exactly. So just be like,
unlike us.
I
gotta stop saying,
like,
things that sound serious when they can't see my facial expression. So it's like, oh, Chris is just an asshole. It's like, I am an asshole, but I didn't mean that last thing.
I am an asshole, but I had a smile.
Yeah.
I had a grin.
I mean, it's okay. I don't know if you've been living.
I'm gonna get you laid right now. You're gonna be like, I don't want to say it, because then if you repeat me, then people will know. But you'll be like, there are like two or three really funny ladies. You know who you are.
Oh.
And then they're going to be like, it was me.
There's like a bit more than that.
It was like a late
DJ.
I'd say 3, 2, 4.
That's how you count, Morgan.
But that's it, but you make it small because, like, fucking 10 girls will sleep with Betts, and he'll be like, you were one of the two or three.
Did you hear that podcast? That's why I do these things.
That's it.
That's your shimmy. No one can see the shimmy.
No one can see
the shimmy. But he did a shimmy.
Walter, you have a serious question to ask.
I don't.
He does.
Don't?
He's the journalist of the group.
No, I'm just...
I have a serious question to ask Walter.
Go.
So what did you think about the murders in the newspaper?
The murders
in the newspaper. Yep.
Well...
Newsferocious.
Walter Ling, starting now.
I think whereas it was presented as motivated by lust... In reality, I think it was far less of a cut and dry.
It was
story.
A cut. There was a lot of cutting, though.
There was a lot of cutting.
But they also dried the bodies after.
They made a leather coat.
Leather?
Out of human, the victims.
If it's human, made of human, coat. Is it leather?
They're victims of fashion.
Hey!
Oh!
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Topical.
Was there seriously a murder that happened and I don't know about it?
I don't
because I was like, the only news I've been fucking hearing about are the student protesters.
Student protests.
Throwing, are they still doing that?
Throwing bricks. they threw bricks on the metro this morning, like bags of bricks.
They took sacks full of bricks. And threw it on the metro track.
Simultaneously on all three lines.
That's fucked up. That's what people were mad about.
Yeah.
On Facebook today.
And they threw unlit Molotov.
I don't know if you know.
People were pissed at the protesters. Are like, they've gone too far.
And they threw unlit Molotov cocktails through like some like government...
With actual gas in them?
I don't know. They kept saying unlit Molotov.
I think
it was just like a bottle of water with a rag in it. Like,
my understanding, no, because they threw paints.
Said, no more bottled water.
They threw paints all over like five government agencies last night. Like fucking splashed red paint because you know, red is their symbol.
Oh, wow.
As I alluded to earlier on Facebook. and apparently they found unlit Molotov cocktails like discarded. And stuff like that, which I think is reasonable because I'm like, we can all get real drunk and throw some red paint on some buildings. Like, and we can even get real drunk and maybe make a Molotov cocktail, but then when the reality of the situation comes to fucking hurling a Molotov cocktail, I'd be like, fuck, guys, really? Yeah. Like, I'm like, that's a fucking step beyond throwing paint. Like, that's a...
Which leads us to our next... Which leads us to our next topic of conversation. Chris Betts, Morgan O'Shea, how many buildings have you collectively burned down?
A fifth of all the buildings, or a fifth of a building.
So much pleading of the fifth.
I don't burn things.
Like I destroy them with a goddamn hammer.
Yeah, I'm too lazy to go fucking protest. Like fuck, I woke up at 1 today.
Funny.
That's
story.
Not true. 11:45. I was
really?
Fucking.
Psh,
bang.
You're like, good morning, bitches.
I'm gonna do my air punch workout.
Every morning.
You guys remember Tybo? Billy Blanks?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
yeah, all day.
Shh, you do that.
I love how
that joke's really gonna translate well on the podcast.
Hey, I'm a physical comic.
Guys, I
you
laugh,
guys
that's
can't
all you
deal.
Need to know.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that fucking song?
Baby Got Back.
No. The song where they like let's kick it like Tybo was a fucking lyric in the song.
Oh yeah, let's kick it like Tybo.
Let's cut to backstory segment. Back history segment.
Christopher Betts.
Yeah, that's
was
from the West Coast.
Boom. Correct.
I was going to say his parents were murdered outside of a theater.
Dude, too soon.
I am Batman. Also correct.
Also correct. I was given a ring of power. Fuck. No, we're not taking a fucking break. Someone's going to get us more
you
beer.
Like, but I remember like when I initially, I think, got to know you. When you like, because you've been living here permanently now how long?
It's been 2.5 years.
Yeah, and I think I remember like meeting you initially, and like you was it you who told me you once lived under a boardwalk briefly?
Yeah, yeah. That particular time I was in Cannes, and I was sleeping on the beach. There's like the beach, and then the street is higher above. It's about 15 feet higher, and there's stairs that lead down to the beach all the time. And so I didn't have any money. I was working landscaping. And I just slept on the beach in the shadows under the stairs because there were cops patrolling. It was during the Cannes Film Festival. So it was like I was watching Millionaires. I actually later found out that a friend of mine was on one of the yachts that I was looking out at while I was homeless sleeping under stairs
nice.
On the beach of Cannes.
And I'm going to make that movie.
it was a thing.
It's like The Prince and the Pauper set in present time.
Present time at the Cannes Film Festival.
It was an odd deal. Except he did not trade places with me.
How long did this last, though, your boardwalk arrangement?
I don't know. That was just like, in Cannes it was only like a week. I've just been...
When you say landscaping, are we talking about like mowing lawns?
No, that time I was, for the first 2 days I was picking up bricks.
Thank you, sir.
From a pile in a dump, and then I was putting them in the back of a truck. Thank you very much. Morgan just brought me a beer, because he's a great man. And then I was piling the bricks in a truck, and then we drive the truck to this guy's place, and then we took the bricks off the truck and put them in another pile, and then we built his driveway with it. And then that guy told me that he works for the American government, and they've already cloned people. It was a really strange time.
So quick question for you. So you're in Cannes, and you're working landscaping, right?
Yeah.
Would there be, like, a group of, like... of Americans and like Canadians every day like standing by like the off ramp of a highway and like a French dude would drive by and, like we only need three get in the truck we only need three no only three get away
the way that I got the job was I was looking for a bar job and I went in this one bar and the guy I love him because he was so honest
I was like, hey, man, like, I've been bartending for years. I think this is a cool place. It was just an Irish pub. And the guy was just like, hey, you seem like a cool guy and whatever, but I need tits. I was like, dude, I fully understand that.
You know, well, there you go.
You need a balance of guys and girls working in the bar. He was overbalanced in the dude department, and he needed ladies.
At what point?
But he seemed like a cool guy, so he put me in touch with his friends who needed those bricks moved. He, like, ran a landscaping company, and then they hired me afterwards.
Did you go there? Like, did you go to France in the first place in pursuit of, like, a lofty ambition? Or?
No, that was, I'd gone to, I lived in Europe for about 4 years, just sort of jumping around. And that time, I'd just been in Croatia with my girlfriend, and she went back to the UK, and I was like, I'm just going to slum around Europe for a few months. I'll see when I get back. And I ended up homeless in camp.
It's not, could be worse.
Dude, it went so well. I had such a good time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun. That's some very strange people. Sorry.
You're the lowest. You're the lowest. Of the low.
Hello?
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's good. Don't worry. So yeah, was it the best years of your life?
I hope not. I got a fucking long time to live, but they were good.
Wow. 28.
But like, there was one time when I, one of the nights when I was sleeping under the stairs, I was sleeping like around my bag, and I woke up and there was a dude's, like there was a foot on the right side of my head and a foot on the left side of my head, and there was a guy pissing just about, literally stood over my head, pissing about 6 inches past my dome.
That's cool.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't cool at all. I was really
mad at him. No, but
it's
cool not to have pissed on your face.
I thought that was actually pretty thoughtful. But yeah. the fact that he didn't kick me at all, but still like straddled my head and pissed there.
And there's also the comeback, too.
Shit.
Were you downhill?
I was on high ground.
So he was peeing downhill.
But yeah. Still, like, was his penis like a
stand by my original statement
of your
cool.
head?
I hope
like,
so.
There's
I
always
really
the
notice.
Comeback, you know, the little trickle.
That's
like
true.
A drop.
When he shakes,
he the shakes.
Nah.
No, probably
polite.
He yelled
he's
at him
polite.
And he ran.
He's very polite.
While peeing,
don't wake up.
He took a run while pissing, like ah, urine everywhere.
Who hasn't?
Me, I don't think I've ever.
Well,
now Morgan, you once lived as a busker in Barcelona. Is that true?
No.
I've got.
But check this out.
Need to seg from Chris's.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
No. I've got it.
To Morgan's buskering in Barcelona.
Based on my pre-podcast interview, which I always conduct with our guests, I could say that Morgan left his family and joined the rodeo as a rodeo clown in fucking Calgary, Alberta, and got his big break at the Calgary Stampede. When a local comic broke his leg, and they were like, "Who's got a sass mouth?" and Morgan was like, "I do. I can warm up the crowd."
Is this any of this real?
No, it's not real at all. I told him we were talking about fireworks. I'm like, "Hey, I'm from Calgary. They had fireworks at the Stampede." But that's in imagination. No wonder you switched to fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could come up with something that
good. Fucking 60,000 people at the Calgary Stampede, uproarious.
More than 60,000. What do you think? This is some one horse town?
So many horses. The entire Stampede of horses.
In my mind, the Calgary Stampede, though, is seriously like 4 or 5.
It's in the name.
Arenas of 60,000.
Morgan could have grown up to be, or rather, retroactively grown up, gotten younger, and become the guy that we saw at the bull riding.
We went to PBR Pro Bull Riding fucking 2 weeks ago.
How
was it?
Was it the good time?
It was fucking amazing.
Really?
Like
I've never been to a single rodeo.
No, actually.
I drank quite heavily.
Yeah, yeah. Walter and I, we were in upstate New York last October. Wow, such professionalism from Morgan right there. Usually I just like belch and cough directly into the microphone.
You know, I got an image to uphold.
He only watches his is what he meant before.
Yeah. So Walter and I in upstate New York on some ridiculous cable access network, they had pro bull riding, and we like got a grasp of the rules, and we were drunk enough to just yell at anything on the TV.
Nice.
We were switching quickly back and forth between that and a show that
fat people falling down.
So you guys weren't at a rodeo, you were just watching TV.
No,
our initial exposure to rodeo was TV.
Yes. And then I was sitting there watching local television live, which like has never happened. And I watch HBO. Come on,
show off.
And AMC.
Double show up.
Exactly. And they were just sort of like, bull riding, coming to Montreal Bell Center. I like immediately picked up the fucking phone, called Walter. He was like on the road. His girlfriend, I was like,
tell Walter to get tickets to fucking bull riding. We're going right now. And we went, and it was amazing.
But this all this goes to say is why you could why where you come into this is there was a
there you go.
He's referring to that back onto the guest.
there was this dude like because like there was like a little setup in between each bull riding, right? Because they had to like put the dude on his bull and stuff. And there was this, there was like this like 17-year-old kid that would come out wearing like and he had like clown makeup on. And he stood up on this platform and like danced like
he
Michael Jackson.
Like a motherfucker, though.
Yeah, he did like, some lasso tricks too. But
jumping
most of
through
all,
the lasso, like
danced.
Lasso here over there,
like, was he like dancing Homer? Was he that?
A little bit, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah? Okay.
Pretty much, he was That's dancing cool. Homer and like dancing to like shitty like pop music and stuff. And I hated
Nickelback.
The shit out of him.
So, like, you thought of me.
So I. So
no, we didn't think of you. We just thought of you as that you could have become a rodeo entertainer.
Yes. Have you ever been to the rodeo?
I would have been completely like if I was there and there was like, you know, 30 to 40 seconds in between each bull ride and a guy came out and described shoving another man's man into his ass against the man.
Did you say shoving another man's man?
I don't even know what he said. I stopped listening for 2 seconds.
Don't butcher my jokes.
I'm sorry, they're yours.
They're well crafted about rape.
But anyway, I think it would have gone
no rapes more.
Would have gone off pretty well.
What is this rodeo shit? I came here to talk about rape. I was I got my views.
I thought this podcast was called The Rape Hour.
Go rape yourself.
Or cheaplaughs.com.
It's The Rape Hour brought to you by Rush Limbaugh.
With Rape J. Ling and Rape Mike Heisterman. With our guests Rape Betts.
Rape Betts.
This time, just beep out every time rape is said.
Every time the rape is said for the full hour. No, it's too much. Too much.
No, it's just enough.
Beep.
So what we discussed, Betts is not at all his origin to comedy, but his origin to
life,
pseudo homelessness. How did you get started
in homelessness?
That was what we were talking about.
You miss a lot.
Yeah, went for a beer. Shit got real. Yeah, Betts cried a little bit.
I should have had a cigarette too.
Real men cry. Real men cry.
Yeah,
real men cry.
Have you guys seen Cool Runnings? That shit is heartfelt.
Is that what it's from? Real men cry. I don't
think
that's
what I cried at.
Okay. Also from Calgary. Oh, film that shit.
The saddest person
cool
that I've ever seen in my life
Calgary?
Worked in the Olympic store in Calgary, and they play Cool Runnings.
It's not even about Canada at all. It's
like,
amazing.
I was like, do you hate this movie? She just looked at me. She didn't even answer. It's just
I think you hate it. It's amazing. Oh, speaking of movies,
it's a great
this.
Performance from everybody involved.
I think so. Remember all those actors that you can name that were in Cool Runnings?
Who was the one?
John Candy.
Dougie Doug. Oh, shit.
Who's Dougie Doug? Is that like Dougie Fresh?
No. But less fresh?
Dougie Doug was also in the Cosby Show. For the people who can't hear what that girl is saying,
shit, that girl is not
my
you guys
girlfriend.
Are dicks.
These are really mean to your ladies.
Yeah, seriously.
That was
Walter's lady.
I may
talk about rape, but I respect and cherish my woman.
Yeah. Was you only rape men? You only rape men. We've been through this. Like, that's fine. You can respect and cherish women all you want because you only rape men.
Or you want to talk about a movie?
Oh yeah, I saw this dude.
So good at that.
Yeah, you're good. Let's get back
he's
on
the pro.
Focus. This guy, he had a tattoo. It wasn't. This was on a Facebook feed, but it was real because it's Criterion Collection. You guys all know about that.
I love the
Criterion. They post like photos of their next movies.
Yes.
I don't know if they're doing a Kindergarten Cop movie. That'd be really awesome.
A
no, but a Criterion thing.
Oh yeah, the
Criterion
thing.
He has a tattoo
things, yeah.
of like Kindergarten Cop that looks like. It's drawn in crayon and it says Kindergarten Cop right there. And I just thought that's so awesome. Like, this guy's favorite movie is Kindergarten Cop. He loves Kindergarten Cop so much. Goes to a tattoo and is like, I want a Kindergarten Cop tattoo. And I just wish I had that low of expectations. That would be so amazing. Like,
it's fucking...
Like
that's
having insane. Tron the remake yeah. tattoo.
Specifically, it says the
like Three Ninjas kickback.
Exactly.
Like, wait, the Three Ninjas sequel?
Three Ninjas was awesome, though. I love that shit. So was Kindergarten Cop, too. I love my fucking early 90s shitty movies. They're amazing.
My favorite,
that's what I grew up with.
My favorite part about Three Ninjas and like about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and whatever else like that, the movies, is
the
that
fart
you...
jokes?
Oh yeah, no, but like you know that like at least you're my age, you're 28, whatever.
Yep.
I don't know how old you are, Morgan.
27.
Yeah, exactly. So kids you watch kids. Them, and then immediately you and your friends would just kick each other like in the backyard.
Yeah,
like
you
just you're just like let's go on playing, but we just saw Three Ninjas, so that will. In-
compass kicking each other.
The first Ninja Turtles
no one
was
wanted
so...
to be one of the ninjas. I don't remember the movie enough
Colt.
To remember which one was
shot. I only know there was one ninja named
Colt. What was the
Colt.
Fat kid's name?
Turtle. I don't know.
No, it wasn't Turtle.
Turtle from Entourage wasn't the fat kid.
I was thinking
ninjas.
Of Chunk, but was that's it? The dude from the Goonies.
Yeah. Truffle Shuffle all day.
Is that like the
shit? I used to make my girlfriend do that sometimes when I was drunk.
Do the truffle shuffle?
I think that's a prostitute. That's a prostitute, not a girlfriend.
She wasn't fat. It just made me laugh when she lifted up her shirt and went.
Do the truffle shuffle. That's another 50. Yeah. Deal.
No, it's all in the price. You got to barter that shit.
No sex. All truffle.
It's
the most expensive thing in the world, truffles.
It's true.
Three Ninjas even had their own like fake Pat Morita. Like they had their own like they had their own Mr. Miyake.
Yeah.
But like and that guy.
Oh
was,
yeah, that was
their
awesome.
Uncle or their grandpa or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I don't. How could he be their grandpa? They were three white kids with like a Japanese uncle.
No, he wasn't Japanese.
He was Asian.
No.
Maybe
yes.
Maybe he was half Asian. He was their grandfather. That could make them 1/8, and that's why it didn't show.
They were like all like the whitest kids you've ever seen.
They were the whitest kids.
And then they had.
Are we talking about the logistics of this movie?
Yes.
It's on the fact sheet that Walter gave us before.
I don't know. I tore mine up.
I told you to read it.
After that rape fact wasn't true, I ripped mine up.
Join us next week on the 9 to 5 film series where we expect Three Ninjas.
You guys want to just watch Three Ninjas right now?
Yeah.
Let's do the commentary
over it.
Yeah, the audio commentary on Three Ninjas, but it's a podcast. So you won't be able to watch the movie. You'll have to track it up like Dark Side of the Moon.
Which is amazing and a real thing. Anyone who says it isn't is a liar.
I've seen it, and it's not a real thing.
I've seen it, and it is a real thing. And I was sober. I didn't do drugs at the time. And I hadn't had a drink.
It works for, like, at three separate and distinct points.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I heard. I heard that when you sync it up, there's about 20 minutes where you're like, it's perfect. And then another part where you're like, because there's a lot of fucking ambient shit going on Dark Side, where you're like, whatever, I guess.
A lot of fucking ambient shit that goes on in The Wizard of Oz.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
Boom. Where I guess you can hear, like, meh, 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 and you see Munchkins dancing, and you're like, I guess so.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's what they sound like. I don't know if you've ever seen Munchkins dance. Where do we go from here, guys? Yeah.
Mm. We could,
we've discussed Kindergarten Cop. We've discussed rape.
Good.
I've done my points.
Just drop the microphone, like, do it.
Long live Chappelle's. Drop. Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Close personal friend of Chris Beck.
Close personal friends of Farrell Monch, who I also respect. Shout out, Farrell Monch.
Oh, that's two, Farrell. We love you.
I guess this is the point of the show where we ask how you got into comedy.
No, it's not. This is the point. We hit that point like 20
minutes
ago.
No, we didn't. Oh,
that was homeless.
Like, how'd you get into comedy? Were you homeless at Ken's? And Gris Betts was like, yes. That wasn't how he got in.
But also, how you get into comedy stories are so boring. It's like, how'd you get into comedy? Well, I went to an open mic.
Really? That's it?
A lot of people hated me when I was growing up, so now I have this urge to make them laugh on stage.
Or when they don't laugh, just yell at them.
And you're like, every time they laugh, you're like, you would have made fun of me. Yeah. But now you're my pawn.
If this was just a conversation, you'd think I was really weird, but because they gave me a microphone, I'm hysterical.
Hey, look at me.
Put it on my tab. You, Raz? No, you guys should
Walter,
keep talking.
How did you get into comedy?
Yeah.
We did this in
I
episode
haven't done
two.
This. I wasn't here.
You should have listened to episode two, you son of a bitch.
All right, we'll give us an abridged version.
No, went, I won't.
Quick enough.
I won't, actually.
Okay, right. Here's the deal. I'll give you Walter's story.
No,
he was growing up in Calgary.
Don't do it. He's going to blow their minds.
He went to a rodeo and saw the clowns.
He went to the rodeo and saw the clowns or whatever else like that.
He could... Make people laugh.
50% of the rodeo riders were sick, and they were like, who wants to ride a bull?
Keith, have you done comedy?
I've never done comedy.
Do you want to do comedy?
I do not.
Why?
I don't like...
having people listen to what you say? I disagree.
I love having people listen to what I say. I don't know. I
don't have enough rape material.
Exactly.
Oh,
I don't.
Cusses from the girlfriend.
Problem. I do not have enough rape material. If I'm like, if I can fill up a solid hour of rape, possibly I could jump straight to DVD special, I think.
You know, it's supposed to be jokes, not just rape.
You can't just rape someone on stage for an hour and be on HBO.
Depends on how good you are.
Unless you're the new season of Dexter, apparently, in which case you can fully just rape someone.
Check it out. Also, Showtime.
Dexter has a new long-lost brother played by Dane Cook, and together they rape people.
Hashtag Dexter rape.
Dexter rape.
Rape.
Yeah.
Hashtag. I don't know these hashtags. Dane Cook like a hash rapes brown
your ears. Hash browns? Hashtag hash browns?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that how Twitter works?
I don't know.
Because we should fucking get that thing started. No, I don't know. I write.
See,
I
can just kill conversations like
writing and stuff like that. I have no compulsion to. I have no desire. Everyone I've talked to who's been a comedian is like, yeah, I want to get up there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no desire to get up there.
What made you want to do a podcast?
Because I want to anonymously get up there. No. Because look, I can be like, yeah, I sat down with these three guys and they all laughed and it was all fucking fun and that's fine. And then, but I won't have to deal with fucking dealing with people not laughing because I'm like, I see 200, 300 people, whatever, listened and I'm like, yay. I don't know if they laughed. And it doesn't matter.
Don't worry,
if they
made
again
sure of that.
Yeah. No, that's
you're welcome
saying
to the 300
I feel like we cleared out most of the listeners in the first 5 minutes of this podcast.
We're instantaneously talking about rape.
We did a pretty good job.
You guys
gotta
like re-edit this show.
But I don't understand. Like, see,
bring the rape material at the end.
You're trying to convince
Louis
me.
Louis C.K. it. Take the best stuff. Put it at the beginning. So it all grows.
Sean, trying to convince me to do comedy so that there's more competition. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, because that's what's going to make more competition.
No, it's not. Because the thing is the listener, like, Pete's not funny. I could be a comic. That's the listener saying.
I think everyone should do comedy. I'm not worried. I think it's awesome.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for everybody who does comedy. I
do not. I do comedy.
You know who shouldn't do comedy is, get ready, is beep and beep and this beep with his big ass beep always going on with the beep and the beep.
Can't believe you said those things about me, Walter.
I'm sorry.
It's as cold as ice.
Like another like 10 minutes, not even. Hey,
if
you,
do you think I like... Oh, no, go for
oh,
it.
Oh, you can go. We can move shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't give a shit. It'll sound quality is
shit.
A thing that we don't care 10 about.
10 minutes left.
10 minutes
yeah,
left.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. We're 15 minutes. We're 45 minutes.
Shit. Let's get to those talking points,
should we,
guys.
Yeah, should we hit some
Burritoville?
Some important things.
We've already done
You guys
done
are doing some big shit on the 25th.
Yeah, but you should save that for the last 5 minutes. Come on.
Okay, fair enough. I also realistically I also
tell them how to run a podcast.
Thanks, bud.
I've been Same a guest for one other one before. I think I know how this goes.
Also, I just...
That was
I
a good one. That was the This Won't Blow one.
Yeah.
I listened to that. That
okay, now this one isn't good, you fuckers.
Yeah, sorry. Well, you know...
No, they're
gonna,
that was a good one. This one's bullshit. No, this
I'm
one's
I'm on this
hilarious
one, so I assume
yeah,
it's bullshit.
It's amazing. No, I assume it's amazing.
Fair enough. You've been on this one and we've asked you more than once. Like,
know,
it's total bullshit.
I kept saying no.
You've been on this one inadvertently.
Yeah, that was Darren's. Not inadvertently. I
it was almost yours, you
drunk
asshole.
Drunk and I was helping. Yeah.
That was so bad.
He needed backup, though. He needed his homie.
Yeah,
his
I had
best
his back.
Me.
I stopped him from saying incredibly offensive things at
one point. No, you let him say the incredibly offensive things, and then you were just like, Darren. No.
You know all those things I just let you said?
No.
That wasn't cool, man.
No.
Yeah, it will. And
so
and Hollywood.
Oh,
right, because you yeah Hollywood you witnessed Hollywood showing up to
dude,
that one.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was here for all that.
Yeah, Steve was passed out in the corner.
Yeah, he was sleeping. That was
yeah
weird.
Yeah.
Well, because like all four of us had been at Stevie's doing completely legal things.
Yeah. And playing chutes and ladders.
Yeah.
That's not legal.
No,
the oh, guy, the board game.
No, no, no. The legal kind of chutes.
Shooting ladders. Property damage.
All right. Go plug yourself. We're back from commercial break. I'd like to thank Sonic's, the only restaurant where the waitresses still wear the roller skates.
Do they still do that?
I think
I was in
one
a Sonic's and they just like walked out. And they just,
did you just tag up on the podcast?
Were they yeah wearing
did
like
you
wheelie
say the
shoes
name of the
I think,
podcast?
No, yeah, and I think
not
our
even the one wheel on the back.
I think our sponsor Sonic's, the only restaurant where the waitresses still wear roller skates and roller skate out to your car.
Fuck.
But apparently that's not even true.
What show? What?
Sonic's. It's a. Sonic's. It's a where did you go? Where did you go to a Sonic's?
In America.
Yeah.
The only place where it's at, the land of the free, the home of the brave.
Are there any restaurants out west like that they don't have here that you like miss at all?
They have Denny's,
so yeah,
but I don't really miss that. Denny's is just kind of
they have
Denny's
everywhere except this province.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
No.
I miss nothing about the West.
I do miss there's like this one place in Calgary called Tubby Dog. Oh shit. Shout out to Tubby Dog, all my peeps back there, all the dogs on the streets.
That's what I was looking for. There it is.
So good.
Now we're gonna get into heavy rotation at Tubby Dog's. Can you move this over? It's cool.
Oh, all right.
Watch your beer, Vince.
Commotion.
We're moving the whole podcast.
Yeah. 1 foot.
Wow, just one. So good.
So well
Kablamo.
Done.
Bam.
Is there anything you miss about being homeless that you would like to give a shout out at?
I really miss it.
It's a tough thing, that homelessness.
Yeah, man, I just wish every day that I could just sleep.
God damn this roof. God damn this roof.
Do you ever, like, you walk around the street and you're like, man, I'd love to sleep here.
I do sleep outside. I don't care. I sleep in the park on park, like, regularly.
Is that just because you like...
Because it's halfway home, and it's so comfortable.
That makes sense. I thought you were just...
But now that it's summer, I'm going to sleep outside a lot again.
Oh, for sure.
Have you ever been, like, a costume?
You're an interesting guy.
You don't worry about doing that? Like,
one time at a train station in Croatia, it got weird.
No, how so? I want to hear this. Like,
only, no one actually did anything, but there were dudes kind of hovering and sort of being like, I'd fall asleep for a few minutes, and then they get too close, and I wake up and I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. And then they'd sort of scurry back. They were like rats. It was kind of like
I could not even sleep a few minutes in that scenario.
They probably just want to like boost your arm or something. Right? Like,
yeah, I'm sure they were probably just gonna rob me, or whatever. But it was
they were probably just gonna rob me.
People get robbed, Walter.
People get robbed. People get raped. Come on, let's be real for a second, all right?
Like, brought it back. Very good.
But yeah, no, I don't know. No, other than that, you kind of get left alone.
I don't like falling asleep in people's homes. Like, people, I do it, but like I don't like doing it. You know, like,
people don't even look at you. For the most part, like, homeless people may as well not exist for most people. Like, they don't look at them. There's no eye contact. There's no registry that they're there. They'd just rather not pay attention. I'm from Vancouver. Like, we have the downtown east side, and no one talks about it. And it's just they'll just walk past, like, 30 crackheads.
Yeah.
And they're just like, it's a thing. Like, nobody cares about homeless people.
Freak me out where all the plaques on the rocks and benches and shit.
Sorry?
Like, when you go by the waterfront and you see all the plaques, like... You're like,
okay,
oh.
You said plaques.
What did you
Not gonna lie, said? I heard blacks.
Oh, wow. All
right. No, the plaques. P...
I'm sorry.
No, the plaques.
Like, tooth decay? I was like, it hurt me all of the blacks, and I was like, oh my god,
I thought it was
Walter's
freaky. Like,
once
I went to Vancouver, was like, and I thought it was freaky when you go by the water... And, like, it's kind of nice and idyllic. And then you see, like, the plaques on, like, the rocks. And it's like, stop it. It's like, and you're like 20, like, street workers died here. Like, 20 women from the sex trade died here. Or, like...
Is this plaques commemorating that?
Not commemorating
it,
but it's
so
like...
much a celebration.
It was like 20 women went missing.
It's like a really down version of the end of Star Wars.
No one talks about it, so it's like, it's like these people don't exist, so... There's a really good, like, the first Insight was out there, which is like a safe injection site for heroin addicts. They have really good protection for prostitutes for the most part, except for the Picton Farm. That was there's a lot of homeless. There's actually some really cool. If you want to talk about this, like, off the podcast, I feel like this isn't the most entertaining shit. But like,
no, it's super interesting.
I've got friends who worked in. Like rehab clinics and stuff like that, and people like halfway houses, so they're just out of rehab and they're kind of making the life. And they have crazy stories. Like, one of my friends was a nighttime manager. She's this like 5 foot nothing, adorable brunette girl who's maybe like 23 now. She was like 20 when she was working the night shift there, and she's got stories that are insane. Helping crackheads deliver babies in their hotel rooms, and fucking dealing with people who have overdoses and stuff. Like,
Jesus Christ.
It's one of those things you just never hear about in your day to day. Like, nobody gives a shit. But
yeah, especially when you consider that, like, fucking. Real. Like, not only is it real, it's like, it's easy to imagine that shit happening, like, oh, in a third world country, but you're like, no, Vancouver, you dumbasses. Like,
Morgan, you want
to
top?
Probably even Montreal.
You want
to top
Chris
like,
Best's anecdote
like,
right now?
No, I take this stuff really seriously.
Yeah.
I can't tell if he's being sarcastic.
As we all snicker.
I like that we've achieved a consistency in tone.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Goal... Number one for me in running this entire podcast is to have a guest cry. Like, that's just like...
I promised I wouldn't do this.
Oh, my God. Hi,
Morgan, we went over this.
We rehearsed!
First movie I cried at was Cocoon.
I brought Cocoon up and like with a bunch of people the other day, and nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. I'm like, are you shitting me? Fucking Cocoon.
Yeah.
And the fucking cocoons are in the water, and the old people get fucking Cocoon.
Yeah, they die at the end, and then I realized I shouldn't be crying. I didn't even cry when my grandma died. I cried during Cocoon. Like, these actor grandmas die, and I'm like, oh, that's heartbreaking, the Cocoon. I don't really remember
the
movie.
As I don't know the old people, that's heartbreaking. Exactly. I love the idea of old people, but actual old people.
All over my electrical
I told you.
Fully said that would happen. I'm going to put down my headphones and go get a nap.
It's all right. Do it.
Slightly more than that.
I don't know how well this is.
It's funny because, like, from my vantage point, it looks like you just took your beer and went, like, fuck this.
I get emotional about Cocoon.
I told you I had to bring up Cocoon.
I told you guys.
Yeah. Sorry,
I had one thing in my fucking rider, and it was don't bring up
this
Cocoon.
This is why I haven't been invited to do this podcast before.
And why you will never be again.
Exactly.
I thought for a second Betts just put his fucking headset in the fucking beer, but it was alright. I don't know about the joints. I don't know, everything seems to be still recording, so I think we're okay. No, really?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're like, the table, not the electrical stuff that's fucking recording.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
You can use my shirt, though.
You got it.
There we go.
Ah, it's all right.
Freshly clean.
I just, I'm more like worried about like the joints
this,
and shit.
This is like moist. You didn't want this on your machine. You pre-wet it.
Everything seems fine. It's okay.
So, can we still do those promos?
Yeah. Can we still send people
Chris
to...
Morgan, do a show next to Burritoville every Thursday.
I think this is okay. I think it's all right. I think the plugs are plugged. I'm still showing levels. I think we're all right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Don't you sweat it. For the listeners at home, Morgan just threw his beer
through it. Morgan got
overhand.
Morgan got upset with the tougher conversation. Said, fuck y'all. I don't need it.
He's like, don't bring up Cocoon ever again. I'm like that. Like, I'm that way. Like, I'm not an alcoholic at all. I just pour beer wherever I want. No regard for beer. I'm like, fuck this. This isn't my life source.
And what Morgan is trying to say is that he's pouring one out for the dead old people in Cocoon.
Those were the OGs.
This one goes into my dead Cocoonies. This is what I'm talking about right here. And the peanut gallery pipes up with what's Cocoon?
Come on now.
Come on. Anybody's listening to this for whatever reason, be you ever so misguided.
If there's only about 5 minutes Cocoon. Left of the podcast. It's just going to be.
Let's just plug Cocoon.
It's just going to be Betts and Morgan talking about the show that you should go see, which I believe is the Burritoville.
Let's give a date. Date
CD
show,
release,
April 25th.
I'll have
but
to
more
check
importantly,
those facts.
Stop the podcast and go watch Cocoon. Maybe it's on Netflix. Get it on iTunes.
I don't think it is.
April 25th at Burritoville is.
Hopefully,
not
you guys
get
the end of this.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry.
We're recording. Like, actually, I'm really excited about the pilot. Like, Walter's going to be on it. Walter's coming.
I'm on it. So I'm plugging myself again.
According to Spinola, by talking about burritos, he got more time.
No,
well,
that's just
that no. It was
Stevie's own little head game that he likes.
That was
to play
no. That was one of just like one of the many instances of Stevie fucking with me personally. He says, "We're doing auditions tonight for Burritoville. Come down with some burrito material, and maybe you can get on the CD." So, having never learned my lesson from many instances prior with Stevie, I showed up with Burritoville. And
on go, man. That was pretty funny stuff as well. That was
it wasn't actually.
Or that one time when he told you, like, you're closing. Do as much time as you want. Do as much time as you want.
I still got away with 22 minutes.
I know, but it was so funny because he came up to me after 6 minutes and it was like, this guy, what's this guy's problem? Like, why is he doing so much time? Flash him. Give him the light. Give him a little soft light. And 5 minutes later, he's like, are you kidding me? This guy doesn't respect you at all. Give him another light. That's how Stevie works. He's amazing.
That's why I'm going to call my first tour, Who's Steven Spinola?
So let's sit on that for a
second.
I feel like he should talk to everyone in the city on his. So there should be some smack about him.
Can you run down everybody in the that's gonna be on the CD?
April 25th next
there's
Wednesday.
Obviously, the three
it's
of us who run
on
the room,
Thursday.
Which is like Morgan, Stevie, and myself. Walter, you're obviously gonna be.
I'm sorry.
Paul Beliud is on it.
Paul, yeah.
Keith Waterfield.
Yep. He's real good. We should have Keith on
sometime.
We'll
do it.
Yeah. Keith and Keith. We got to have Keith and Keith.
I did definitely mention Walter.
We got
there's only four people on the CD?
No, no, there's like six. You weren't listening!
Fuck you, dude.
There's the three of us who run it. Then there's Walter, Paul Beluyet, and Keith Waterfield.
Cool. And Safi.
Oh, Safi as well. Shit, how did I forget Safi? Yeah, so
yeah, he's the one that kind of set it all up.
We picked guys who have not only supported the room, but we think are really funny. Right. It's gonna be a fucking awesome
It'll
thing
be really
for,
good.
I don't know, like Montreal. I think it's gonna be a really
well.
Fun,
people that cool support
thing.
The room.
I'm putting it out because if we thought it was gonna be shit, I'd be like, yeah. I don't want to be associated with.
Well,
this.
People really? That we chose people that support the room best, but also people that are less funny than us.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like we got us.
So you're saying there's a couple people.
And
sorry,
four underneath are well below.
I'm making sense. Because
there are a few people who really killed it, and suffice it to say, they are not on this CD. Yeah.
Persona non grata, you funny bastards.
Thank you, sir.
And that is the release is next Wednesday, April 25th.
No, the recording is on Wednesday, April 25th.
Oh, okay.
And then
so it's going to be seven people of A-list shit.
Yeah,
Burritoville.
Yeah, it's going to be
this
the best
is going to come out on.
Of.
Thursday the 19th.
What?
Today is Thursday the 19th.
Oh, the podcast,
world.
Okay, sorry.
So next Wednesday.
So 6 days from when you hear this podcast,
correct.
Come out to Burritoville on Bishop Street at 8:30. It's a Wednesday.
So this comes out on Thursday, like 2 days from today?
Yeah.
3 days from today. Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
Pro.
Yeah, pro.
Boom. Yeah, no. But it's going to be, it's like a pay what you can. We got professional mics and stuff.
Right.
I don't know, it's going to be fun.
I think for the professional show, like the recording should be pay what you have.
Oh, sorry. You showed up with wrench in your wallet tonight?
Sorry.
So sorry.
We're all going to show up with guns.
Fork it over.
Wallets in the bag.
The live recording will be available on limited edition vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a double LP.
We got a vinyl press.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
And so when's the CD out, or do you not know?
We're not sure. We're still
just in time for the holiday gift giving season.
We're gonna make it downloadable. So there's gonna be like a lot of online. We're probably. I was thinking we'd sell like some physical CDs in the room, but we haven't really talked about it. Just as like a cool thing to have a CD, but
right.
Most of it'll probably be digital. Because let's be realistic.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
should put out an 8-track.
I've always dreamed of.
I got a guy.
I've always dreamed of like of offering like subscriptions to the podcast and mailing cassettes.
That'd be fun.
Like receiving in the fucking like from Canada Post,
like Columbia House back in the day.
Columbia House, yeah.
Like, so
I was like, if you're willing to pay me like fucking $20 a month,
House,
I will send
man.
You four
when's
cassettes.
The last time somebody had a Columbia House?
I don't know.
Jesus, filled with great material.
Exactly.
Like you've heard this past hour.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff you could get for shit for free online. You could get on cassettes. You probably don't have a device to play it at home. But whatever, you'll have it for posterity.
We've talked about such a like disparate number of things and been so crazy.
What does
offensive.
Desperate mean?
Oh, disparate. That means different. Wide variety.
Today's word of the day, kids.
It's desperate.
Lies, it's rape.
Desperate. No.
Hungry for knowledge.
But I'm worried that the people are going to be like, I don't want to go to that show. They talk about rape a lot.
No,
well,
but that's just me. And
when they're not talking about rape,
that's only
it's
my
like,
last
right
two
the fuck
minutes.
My head.
That's only last 2 minutes of my 10.
The
so
best
don't worry.
Shit is the closer shit. That's what that is.
I'm also doing a show on Saturday. I will plug
something
that comes out on Thursday. I will tell you this show. It's called Failure to Thrive at Theater St. Catherine.
Right. Shout out.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be like a... George Hamilton Braithwaite.
Okay.
Chris Dahlgren, me doing sketch, and I don't know if you ever heard of him, Chuggo doing some freestyling.
Chuggo.
Dude, he's freestyling?
Yeah, I think he's battling Stevie, actually.
Is he going to do Come On Fucking Guy?
Yeah, he's going to do Come On Fucking Guy, man.
What's the date of this one? Because I want to go.
This Saturday, actually.
Saturday?
21st week.
Fuck, I might be at Monster Trucks.
Oh, shit.
Dude,
oh, shit, that's this Saturday?
Saturday, Monster Trucks.
Who? Dude, did you give me a ticket?
Yeah.
I didn't get your ticket. I haven't bought tickets yet because you were maybe out of town. It's also Monster Trucks. Sorry.
When did I ever say I was going to be out of town?
I really want to see Chuggo freestyle Stevie.
Well, you
freestyle
know, Monster
battle.
Trucks. What Monster Trucks are cool for some. Intelligent, well-crafted humor.
Might want to see Chuggo freestyle battle Stevie.
What time does that show start?
10.
And it's at Theater St. Catherine?
Yeah.
Send me all those links and they'll all be there.
Okay.
All right. I think we're done.
Morgan actually plugged something. Good for you, man.
Who think you guys plug Burritoville?
Yeah,
April 25th.
Beep, beep, beep.
April.
Yeah.
21st.
He's gonna be there.
Bet's sitting around town. Beep.
It's gonna be
free. He's just beeping, so it's not even gonna show up properly. You're a co-host on the Drop the Gloves nonsense. Is that
yeah,
right?
Here at Grumpy's. Exactly. Every other week.
Every other week.
Catch me just fucking fighting the tide, trying to make people laugh.
Exactly. Fighting the receding hairline. Sorry.
I won't fight that.
You can't.
Too far.
You can't.
This is.
I know what my head looks like.
I've seen mirrors. Yeah.
Nice.
This is Go Plug Yourself. 10.
10. X.
X. V. I'm sorry. Hopefully it'll be 11 because I spilt beer on the
face. We'll see. Don't split. We're here with.
Morgan O'Shea.
And.
Chris Betts.
There we go.
From I Remain Walter.
I Remain Iron Maiden.
You're not Iron Maiden. I saw them in concert.
They're amazing, and they're so good.
Dude, they were amazing.
They don't, like, stay.
I'm not even a fan, but they were incredible.
I wasn't a fan either. I was at
Iron Maiden and Alice Cooper this summer.
Wait, what?
Iron Maiden and Alice Cooper.
MTL.
No, not even at MTL. I'll get a ticket.
A dog, an animal, is a little motherfucker. I ain't saw it. Hey, motherfucker. Is he here? What? You're dead. I'm fucking with a legend. Sick of food.
Hey, 95.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.